USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Supreme Court is taking up a legal fight over President Biden's executive order plan to wipe away student loan debt and put the financial obligation onto you, the taxpayer. The High Court is hearing arguments today in two challenges to the plan, which so far has been blocked by judges on lower courts. Arguments are scheduled to last about 2 hours. The head of the Fox Corporation admits the hosts on the network leaned into the stolen election theory too hard in late 2020.
The remarks from Fox Corporation Chair Rupert Murdoch come in a legal deposition last month that was made public on Monday. Murdoch called the stolen election claims from 2020 false. He admitted that in hindsight, he would have liked the network to be stronger in denouncing them. A lawsuit brought by Dominion Voting Systems accuses Fox News of smearing and defaming the company. An original filing in 2021 sought $1.6 billion in economic damages. I'm Ryan Daniels.
President Biden held a Black History Month reception at the White House.
Black history matters. Look, I can't just choose to learn what we want to know. We learn what we should know. We have to learn everything, the good, the bad, the truth, and who we are as a nation.
After the Department of Energy announced the origins of COVID-19 probably started in a Wuhan lab, the White House is backpedaling. They say that there is no consensus within the Biden administration over the origins of the COVID-19 virus. The Energy Department, which had previously been undecided on the origins of the pandemic, recently joined the FBI in saying that the virus likely spread via a mishap at a Chinese laboratory. The U.S. Marshals Service announced a security breach over a week ago that resulted in the compromise of sensitive information through a ransomware attack. The affected system contains law enforcement sensitive information, USMS investigations, and certain USMS employees. This is USA News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
The jury in a high-profile trial is going on a field trip today.
The jury in the South Carolina double murder trial of attorney Alex Murdoch will visit the crime scene. The judge ruled the jury will visit the Murdoch estate where Alex's wife and son were murdered. This happening over objections from the prosecution.
Generally, jury views are at the request of a party. And
time for questions.
Again, I don't know that it's necessary in this particular instance or that it would be a particular help right to the jury, and if anything, it may confuse the issues again.
Prosecutors arguing the crime scene has changed in the nearly 2 years since those murders happened. Closing arguments are expected to take place Wednesday. I'm John Schaefer.
The White House is giving all federal agencies 30 days to wipe TikTok off all government devices as the Chinese-owned social media app comes under increased scrutiny in Washington over security concerns. The Office of Management and Budget calls the guidance issued Monday a critical step forward in addressing the risk presented by the app to sensitive government data. A government watchdog group says an abrupt, uncoordinated withdrawal from Afghanistan and years of problems with planning and oversight of the U.S. assistance contributed to the collapse of the Western-backed government in Kabul and the Taliban takeover of the country soon thereafter. The document, which was reported earlier by the Wall Street Journal, also calls out the Department of Defense for delaying answering official inquiries. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and I have a question for you. You know that unwelcome guest everyone wishes would just leave already? That's COVID-19. That's why I got an updated booster designed to help protect against recent Omicron variants. Got it? Check eligibility and schedule your updated COVID booster at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.